Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dr. Jan Yeager is our guest, our good friend, 19-year member of our Brain Trust, award-winning author. Her new book is called How to Finish Everything You Start. She's a time management pro, one of the top time management experts on the planet. Jan, thanks again for being here. You mentioned in the previous segment...
Oh, you're welcome.
You mentioned in the previous segment... The concept of multitasking, and you have never heard me say that word and attribute it to me. You've never heard me say I am a multitasker, I'm a good multitasker, or I wish I were a better multitasker. You've never heard me say that. I've always thought that was an odd term to use, and whenever I hear someone bragging about being a multitasker, what that says to me is that means you can't finish projects. If you have to be a if you're a multitasker, you probably are managing projects that you should have finished and gotten off out of your life off your desk. What do you think?
Well, I agree, but I think it's more the multitasking is a word that unfortunately too many people have different definitions of it. What I see going on is jumping back and forth to various projects and even putting your attention in between things and, as you said, not getting something finished and on to the next. What I like to tell people to do is rather than multitask, practice selective attention. And I learned that because I interviewed years ago Isaac Asimov, the
right.
great science fiction
mm-hmm.
writer. By the time he passed away, he had published more than 300 books. But what he did is he had multiple projects in, this goes back years, in typewriters. But he would, when he worked on a project, he had all his focus on that one project. He'd finish that and then go on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with multitasking is that people are simultaneously dividing up their attention, and that's leading to... what I talk about in Chapter 3 called having too much to do at once.
Right.
So prioritizing, and as you said, getting that project done and off your desk and onto the next, that's really the core to how to finish everything you start.
Well, to me, if you want to have more time in your life, then you will say, okay, I'm on this project. I'm going to have to leave it because I got to go do something else that has the time date on that one is today. This other project I'm working on now is not today. But when you leave a project, you have to say to yourself, okay, when am I going to finish this project? When will it be out of my life? When will it be able to operate on its own? When will I be able to give it to someone else and let them take it away from me? You have to get things. If you're going to be, if you can't get things off your desk, if you are not getting things done, then you are a crisis manager, not a multitasker, and you will not be successful. What do you think?
No, I agree. I mean, truthfully, when you introduced me, you said the author of more than 40 books. Because of how much my own research and writing and focus on finishing everything has done, I'm up to either my 49th or my 50th. I'm not sure which one, if I count a journal.
Too many to count, yeah.
But I literally have, I think, 4 books coming out this spring because of my ability to put into practice the principles of finishing.
And to finish a project. But out here on Main Street, where we got regular businesses, you and I don't have a regular business. We're sort of abnormal. But people who buy and sell real stuff out here on Main Street, they still have things that get on their desk that they can't finish. And it bollocks,
well, no,
it bollocks them up. It plugs them up.
Right. Well, okay. Right. Well, let's talk about one of my coaching clients. He was supposed to be mining new clients and closing deals.
Right.
And he got into a problem where he wasn't even making the phone call that was leading to the closing of the deals. And he had to figure
out, problem.
You know, what is going on here. But, no, it's similar because for him, finishing a deal, getting a new client on board, that was something he had to finish. In other words, he had to make the call. He had to meet with the client.
Sounds like he had call reluctance, though. That's called call reluctance. You got to solve that one too.
No, but he finally saw that he, like so many people with this unfinishing problem, needed to get the prioritizing in place.
Right, right.
And a lot of times these unfinished projects, you know, we're talking about mostly business, but it can also be things in your personal life
If
you don't get that done.
Anything that's bugging you, because even if you are a multitasker, even if you are practicing crisis management, nobody likes being in a crisis. And so
it
bugs you even if you aren't working on it. Hey, Jan, I need your website one more time, please.
Sure. Let's use the LinkedIn since my own site, Dr. Jan Yeager, is under construction. LinkedIn is linkedin.com/in/Dr. Jan Yeager.
Okay.
And if they put my name Google, Jan Yeager, in Google, they'll find lots of ways.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.